On a Beaver Fever Friday, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU Women's Cross Country team, Taylor Satbein. Taylor, first of all, congratulations on a good run last weekend, and you finished fourth in the Greenwood run. Talk about that run and the weather.
Well, Greenwood, it was a dual meet, so there wasn't a lot of competition, but it was nice weather to run in. It wasn't too cold, but it wasn't too hot, so I think it was perfect. And finishing fourth doesn't really mean a lot to me, seeing as it is just a dual meet, but I did get a PR, so that's what I'm happy about, and a lot of girls actually got a PR, so it was very nice.
Now, you're a junior. You're from Tamarack, Minnesota. How did you get to Bemidji State? What's your story?
Well, I toured some colleges, and I just toured this college, and I just really liked it. I liked the atmosphere. I liked that it was big yet small enough, and the coach was really nice.
Well, Coach Haugen told me a little bit about you. You have broken some BSU records in the 100, 200, and you're an awfully good shot putter as well. Now, track and field is typically your sport. Now, cross country, not so much. You don't like to run long distance, do you?
No. I came here as a sprinter. Then Coach had this wild idea that I should do the heptathlon. So then he thought, since I'm doing the heptathlon, that I need to do cross country. And that's just now is what I do. I'm cross country heptathlon, and then he throws me in some sprinting events.
Typically, for most runners, doing the long distance cross country stuff just helps you keep in shape during the off season from track and field, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. It definitely helps me. I shouldn't be saying this, but I don't do much during the summer, so getting back into cross country really helps me for track.
Now, you also had the Jack Pine Classic, which was a road race. Explain the difference between that and cross country.
Well, a road race is basically just on the road, and there's a lot less hills and less turns. And whereas, like, a cross-country race, you can have pavement, you can have grass, you can have gravel. It's all different.
Well, and cross-country is a little bit different animal than most NSIC sports. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule, looking at the Greenwood Run, which was a dual, Jack Pine Classic, which is a road race. You've got another one, the Homecoming Run road race. Typically, your events are against either community. You're not always going against a conference opponent. How does that help push you, or how does that get you ready for conference meets and duels?
Well, just doing road races and having smaller meets just gets the girls ready for actually competition. So it gets us in that mind frame that we're going to go out and compete. And then when conference comes, it's a huge, huge meet. And it's very hard to run in. And there's a lot of good girls for conference. But I think the meets leading up to that really gets us going into conference.
Now, this coming weekend, you head to Burlington, North Dakota for the Wiley Wilson Memorial Run, which is a 5,000-meter race. It's hosted by Minot State University, which is a new member of the NSIC Conference. What do you expect to see out of that meet, and how do you prepare for it?
This week, we're doing some miles, but we're also kind of getting into the weight room and stuff like that. But I think this weekend will set a good milestone for the girls, seeing as it is going to be our first 5K that we've done, and that we'll also get to see how Minot is looking for a conference.
Good luck this weekend and the rest of the season. Thanks, Taylor.
Thank you.
For more information on the BSU cross country team, log on to bsubeavers.com. More of Midday Live is coming up on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.